This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Along with on-the-ground resources going to fight wildfires in Los Angeles, Colorado is sending airborne help. CPR's Haley May reports.
Eight National Guard and Reserves troops from Peterson Space Force Base are crewing a C-130 with a modular airborne firefighting system that can discharge 3,000 gallons of water or fire retardant on the fire line in less than 5 seconds. Here's Wing Commander Colonel Chris Sublicek.
It slows the fire down, which allows firemen on the ground to prepare the surface in front of the fire and help extinguish the fire.
The 302nd is the only Air Force Reserve command that participates in this type of special mission. Haley May, CPR News.
Nine suspects are charged in connection with a kidnapping and attack in Aurora, CPR's Tony Gorman.
Aurora police say nine suspects were part of a group of armed assailants who bound, robbed, and assaulted a couple in a vacant apartment at the Edge at Lowry Complex. An investigation found that the attack was in retaliation. One of the victims had videotaped a fight on the property that involved people allegedly involved in criminal activity. The suspects face varying charges, including second-degree kidnapping, first-degree assault, and aggravated robbery. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Colorado's putting the lid on methane emissions from landfills. CPR's Ishan Thakur has more.
Colorado's municipal landfills emit more methane than any other statewide source. That's a problem because methane is a potent climate-warming gas. The state wants to tighten emission standards and let operators use technology like satellites or drones to monitor leaks. Environmental groups say new rules are low-hanging fruit to meet state climate goals. Catherine Blauvelt is with Industrious Labs.
You don't have to split an atom to effectively prevent harmful emissions.
A public meeting about the proposed rules is scheduled for January. Ishan Thakur, CPR News.
New home construction around Colorado Springs rose somewhat last year. There were more permits in 2024 for single-family homes, condos, and other residential buildings than in the previous year. Apartment projects entering the pipeline fell during the same period. This is CPR News.